I thought I'd talk about this. Yeah, they've gone into space this week. They're doing that. There's an English guy that's just gone into space and they're orbiting space. And it was on television yesterday about how this guy's gone into space. And I think Dara O'Brien was doing the commentary on it. And he goes, "You never want to sit at a table with an astronaut and start telling your stories about what you've done and where you've been, you know, your anecdotes." He says, "Because he's always going to have one better because he's been to space." And it just triggered something in me. Shouted, "Isn't this good?" It was on the television, and I wasn't even really taking much notice. And she said, "They're in space. They're orbiting the Earth, and he's looking out at the Earth from his little window, and he's up there for 6 months." And I just said, "Yeah, you're right." I said, "Because," she said, "it's great though, Jeff, because when he comes down, that guy's going to go and talk to people in schools, kids in schools." And I said, "You know what he's going to say to them, Sharon? He's going to say, 'It's possible. It's possible. Everything is possible. Of course it's possible. Kids are going to go, this is possible, that's not possible. There's an us, there's a them, there's limitations.'" And he's going to go, no, let me just blow that out of the water. Let me just kick that out to touch, because everything is possible." And they're going to go, "Oh, do you know everything's possible? Because I've just fucking come from space. I've just been in space. I've just left the planet. I've just left the orbit. And I've been floating around space in a tin can. Everything is possible." And I just thought, yeah, that's so true. It's really true. And it reminded me, I went and talked. I did a talk for the BFI, the British Film Institute, for loads of young kids who were young, you know, young teenagers, like 16, 17, who were just going into film. And I took my BAFTA and I took things with me to show them, my proofs, you know, my films and stuff. And when I got there, I just said, "You know what? I'm going to talk to you about films and what I do and what I'm learning." I said, "But to be honest, the main reason I'm here is just to tell you it's possible. Everything is possible. And I'm going to bring you the proof that it's possible, because you think it's not possible to make a film or to win a BAFTA or to win an Oscar. Or to be a film star, or to be a, you know, or to be a director, or to write novels, or, you know, to earn more money, or to be happy. You think it's not possible, and in thinking it's not possible, you can make it not possible, because that's your belief, and that's what you'll create, what you continue to believe." I said, "But my job is to stand here as an ordinary person who worked in factories till he was 32 to tell you that it is possible. It's not probable. Most people won't do it, but it's not because they can't do it, it's because they won't do it, because it asks a lot. Success and, you know, experience in the world can ask a lot from you. You know, you want to be an Olympic judo player, or you want to be an Oscar-winning director, it's going to take a lot of work." We just finished a film today, actually, Romans 12:20. Today was our last day of shoot. And, you know, I've been working on that film for 5 years, and the lads have been shooting for 4 weeks. We're working with Orlando Bloom as the lead, and it's been difficult for them. It's been difficult for all of them, for the actor, because it's such a challenging part. It's such a brave actor. For the directors who have stepped up a league, because they're working with a Hollywood A-lister, and they're working on a very small budget, and they're working on a very small time lapse, and they've got a big crew to manage, and, you know, the DOPs and the producers. The producers are trying to make something from nothing, because they've only got $500,000 to make the film. But it's possible. We've done it. It's possible. This is my third feature. It's my 10th film. It's possible. Everything is possible. And then you look out the window at the vast expanse of this incredible universe. Everything is possible. The proof is right there in front of you. One of my friends was telling me, a friend called Tom had a spiritual vision, and he spoke to these discarnate voices. And I said, "What was the main thing you got from this vision?" And he said, that everything was possible. He said, "I was shown the universe and said, if you don't believe me, just look outside at the vast expanse of this incredible universe. Or just look into a microscope into your own body. Look at the cells. Go and get a photographic book on the biology of the human body and look at the vast expanse of the universe within us. Hundreds of billions of cells, more cells in the brain than there are stars in the Milky Way. We are a galaxy. We are a universe within ourselves. So if you want to see the possibility, just look around you. at the vast expanse of this incredible universe. The possibilities are there. We have to do the work. We have to break down old script. We have to break down old beliefs. You know, we have to challenge, often we have to challenge our culture and the social mores and the mass beliefs and the mass, you know, the kind of collective ego which believes certain things. But really all we need to do is change ourselves, and we have to go through certain things to do that. You know, to go beyond the limits, to go to new limits, we have to go beyond old limits, which can be very challenging. But the proof of potential is out there. It's, you know, it's absolutely massive. If you think about, it's very hard to comprehend the fact that we have 150 billion cells in our body, and each of those cells is a microcosm of us. And each of those cells is instructed by intuition. But most of our intuition is unconscious. I think 95% of our intuition is unconscious. So our body is being run by unconscious perceptions, by perceptions that we don't double check anymore, by very old programs. But they can be changed, and genes can be changed. We can change ourselves. So it's just this idea that the possibilities are there. We need to do the work. We need to study. These guys that went into space, they spoke to the English guy, and forgive me, I haven't got his name in front of me because it only happened yesterday. But he did 6,000 hours of training to get into space. Part of what he had to do was learn Russian. That's for a guy to get into space. I think there's only been 600 people that have seen the Earth from space in our whole species. But he did 6,000 hours. You know, that's not recreational time. You know, that's somebody that is immersed fully into it. That's somebody that is surrendered to going into space. That's somebody that's surrendered to what he's doing. So if you look at being a judo guy or a writer, it's going to ask no less of us. It's going to say, to be elite at this, you know, to get to the point where you are the best you can be at this, you're going to have to surrender to it, and you're going to have to immerse yourself into it. You know, if you want to be a virtuous person, you have to immerse yourself into the practice of living virtuously. You know, if you want to be a writer, if you want to be a director, if you want to be a buccaneer, you want to be a bohemian, you want to be a cowboy, whatever you want to be, you need to invest the time. We need to invest the time. So the impossible is possible, but it demands instruction. It demands expansion. It demands contraction. We need to contract anything that's not necessary. When a rocket goes through the atmosphere and through the stratosphere into space, there's nothing on that rocket that's not necessary. It is linear. It is a capsule that has nothing on there that's not necessary. Only the things that are needed are taken into space. We need to do exactly the same. If we're going to ascend in our own life, we need to get rid of everything that's not necessary, everything that's superfluous, and if everything that's feeding off of this, everything that's dragging us down. You know, but it's possible.